preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the
And the upper Midwest here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, and this is the Trump Phenomenon on December 3rd, 2019. Thanks for stopping by. You can phone in and participate at 800-313-9443. You can do that at any time in any of our shows. They're all live shows, six shows a week. The only day we skip is Saturday, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And when you call in, you're not calling directly to me, you're calling to the engineers in the sprawling Republic Broadcasting Network complex in Round Rock, Texas. Thousands of operators are standing by to take your calls. Just having a little fun there. John Stadtmiller created the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this show, it's a network that he created, not a podcast, not a shoutcast from grandma's basement, and it goes out through various channels to other great patriot channels of communication like TalkStream Live, where you can, on many nights when we're on the air here, on page one of TalkStreamLive.com, there you see it, Republic Broadcasting Network and this show. So thank you to all these various Patriot channels. But that was the idea that Mr. Stadtmiller had, is create a network that takes content out to other people's channels of communication. Well, let's see here. Have we dispensed with the housekeeping? It's December 3rd. And did I tell you my name? James Kelso. By the way, if you do want to call me, you can call me directly at 701-317-5317. And if you want to mail me, you can mail me directly at my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Yes, I'm in North Dakota, but right across the river is the tiny post office there that I use. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, zip code is 56721. And the abbreviation, the postal abbreviation for Minnesota is MN. So you can send anything you want to that P.O. box. Ming vase, maybe, that you inherited from your grandparents. Those gold doubloons, those Spanish doubloons you've been wanting to get rid of. Anything of that nature. Or anything else. Wow, another great 24 hours in the Trump era. The Patriot cause advanced further. Donald Trump in London for the NATO summit. And, you know, I thought it'd be interesting to look at who all's there. And let's look at who all's there. Let's see here. I'll look it up. And the reason I say it's interesting is that some of the people that will be there are especially interesting to us patriots. Let's see here. I'll write in and type in 2019 NATO Summit. London Summit, there it is, there's the article, bingo, mango, bongo. Leading the list, I would say Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary. He's there. And I don't know whether he's had a chance to meet face-to-face with Donald Trump or one-on-one. I think we can expect something like that because both men hugely admire each other. Another one of great interest to us, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. We're not as excited about by him as we are by Viktor Orban. An exciting one here, definitely high on our list, Poland's President Andrzej Duda, D-U-D-A. He has met with the president in the past, and the two men expressing great admiration for each other. Both of them part of what you could call the Trump movement. Who else do we recognize in the list here? The member states of NATO, just let me quickly, I'll quickly read these off because it's been a while for many of us since we looked at the list of NATO. NATO's been expanding, and this creates opportunities, but also creates problems. We'll talk about one of those problems. And I'll just, rather than be mysterious, the problem is that NATO has the globalists within NATO, not Donald Trump, have insisted on pushing NATO's member states right up to Russia's doorstep. And this is dumb, I would say. Here are the member states now. We start off with an implausible one to start with, Albania? Really? Belgium, Bulgaria. See, there's one of those expanded states. Bulgaria, that's right snug up against the Black Sea. Canada, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia. There's Estonia, directly bordering Russia. France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, like Estonia, Lithuania, same story, Luxembourg, Montenegro, Netherlands, Norway, Poland. That was quite a challenge to Russia to have Poland a member of NATO, which is a military alliance. Portugal, Romania, there you are, right up against Ukraine. Slovenia, Melania Trump's homeland, Spain, Turkey, United Kingdom, and that's it. That rounds off the list. Where's the United States? Wait a minute. Not a very good list here. Are you kidding? NATO. They didn't put the U.S. down. Boy, not a very good editor on this article. And let's see what the president is saying about his visit. Get on to his tweets here. See what's happening with this. Here we go. Come in, President Trump. Well, I'm wondering if that particular computer is let's open another browser. Oh, here he is. Here's the president. All righty. 6 hours ago, Team Trump posts, and that's speaking for Donald Trump. The president secured $130 billion in new NATO defense spending, the largest increase in NATO funding in a generation. There's no denying that since Donald Trump took office, NATO has been significantly stronger. And there is meeting with the executive head of NATO, Stoltenberg, who Donald Trump professes to have a real friendship for. Other news, the impeachment hoax. Tomorrow, Democrats will get three constitutional lawyers and Republicans will only get one. The entire process is unfair to not only Donald Trump, but the American people. Here's the president in London speaking on the subject. He's next to, who's he sitting next to? At various times, he's been sitting next to Justin Trudeau and at other times to Emmanuel Macron, the president of France. I can't see in this interview who's sitting next to him. He is sitting next to, actually, he's sitting with his cabinet. Turn up the volume and let's listen to the president in London.
Example, I just heard today, they get three constitutional lawyers. It's all nonsense. They're just wasting their time. And we get one. Okay. Now, nobody has to know anything about constitutional law, but they get three and we get one. That's not sounding too good, but that's the way it is. For the hearings, we don't get a lawyer. We don't get any witnesses. We want Biden. We want the son. Hunter, where's Hunter? We want the son. We want Schiff. We want to interview these people. Well, they said, no, you can't do it. We can't do it. So when it's fair, it will be fair in the Senate. I would love to have Mike Pompeo. I'd love to have Mick. I'd love to have...
And they're sitting right there with Mick Mulvaney and Mike Pompeo.
Rick Perry and many other people testify. But I don't want them to testify when this is a total fix. You know what a fix is a fix.
I love this language. You know what a fix is? It's a fix.
Think of it. Tomorrow, I don't think anybody's going to watch. I'm not going to watch, but I'm going to be doing this. It's much more exciting. But you know what? Tomorrow, think of it. They get three constitutional lawyers and we get one. That's not even smart.
Very good. That's the president tweeting just a little while ago. And the demon rat impeachment hoax is increasingly desperate and self-destructive. That's the great news. We were on this show hoping that the demon rats would keep plunging forward, get all those lemmings to keep going over the cliff. And they've obliged. It looks as if they are, the demon rat herd is now unstoppably in stampede, and they're going over the edge, all screaming kumbaya together. The smarter thing, now don't tell any of them, don't tell Nervous Nancy. I think they're beyond comprehension on this, but what we don't want them to know is that the smart thing for them to have done would have been to drop this, to cut their losses. This is, as Jim Carrey would say, the left winger, Luther. This is a Luther, Nancy. And cut the line, Nancy. The fish is bigger than your boat. You're in a dinghy and you've got a 20-foot great white on your hook there. Cut the line, Nancy. But they don't have the brains to do that. So this should be a whole lot of fun. The Let's see, another bit of fun today. Kamala Harris checked out. Her campaign has collapsed. That was, boy, it was so obvious that she was going nowhere, was going from bad to worse. She has all the charisma of what sticking in the fish metaphor. Think of your own fish metaphor for all the charisma. She kind of looks like a fish, actually. Or a camel, actually. I'm not making fun of camels or fish, but she does bear, if you have to pick an animal, she looks like it, maybe a camel or a fish. Anyway, she's out of the picture. And we got a demon rat debate coming up, a December debate. What is the date of that debate? That will be a lot of fun. Even more fun, let's go to Donald Trump. If you want to look up Donald Trump events, just go to DonaldJTrump.com. Then click on the events tab. Here it is. I've done it. And you get the coming event schedule. And I am sad to report there's only one listed. I'm always hoping for to see yet another event. This one, Tuesday, December 10th in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at a huge center. I think it's actually called the Giant Center. It's a big one. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern time, which we'll see for me, 7 p.m. Eastern. The president will either be speaking when we go on the air or have just concluded. So we will cover that, of course, come December 10th in a week, Tuesday. And, here's an event that you might be interested in this tomorrow. There's one in Tyler, Texas on December 10th, but here's one tomorrow with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Boy, she's worth going to hear, and Vice President Mike Pence. And this event is in Holland, Michigan. There you go, if you're in the Holland, Michigan area. And you can get your free tickets, as I said, at DonaldJTrump.com/events. And the location is, doesn't say what the venue will be. It won't be 20,000 people, as in a Trump event, but that would be a good event. I'm really, really liking the Huckabee family. Mike Huckabee, of course, is the person I was quoting yesterday, who's saying that when the law enforcers become the law breakers. What was the exact quote? We're all in trouble. Everyone's in trouble. And he's also said in another quote, showing that he's been in this vein of thinking for some months now. Months ago, he said of the Mueller witch hunt, we look like we're becoming, he actually said, we're becoming a banana republic. Of course, this is the way the justice system works in a banana republic or in cartel Mexico. It's all bought and paid for. There is no justice. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine. Well, here we are at the bottom of the mine, and we will be back right after this break. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks.
I was rolling downhill
like a snowball headed for hell. Okay, where is he calling from? Thailand. Okay, Thailand, come in. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. James, this is my second call. You told me I was the furthest away you ever received a call from.
I think you are. Yes, you are. Thank you for calling, and on this fine Patriot Day.
I'm now another 45 miles away from North Dakota, so I'm again calling the record longest distance. And I have a comment I'd like to make. about your hero Trump there. I think he did collude with the voting population to become the president.
Well, yes. Yes, he did. Well, you know, I'm hoping, be careful what you wish for, demon rats, because you just might get it. I'm hoping that we do go through to a full broadcast, live on the air, every day trial in the Senate. It will be a complete implosion for the demon rats. And very importantly, you know, the key is Donald Trump has said this. I think he's pretty safe on Trump winning the 2020 election on November 3rd. The key will be whether we can take back the House, because then the Trump train can get back in gear and start rolling with greater velocity. Nancy Pelosi and the demon rats have really, you know, thrown a monkey wrench into the Trump train's motion. But go ahead. What's your thought?
Yeah, their own worst enemies. Shouldn't be going there. I just noticed that it hasn't really come out too much of the difference, the distinction between the efforts of the Trump, who really is trying to get some action there with advancing a judicial process in Ukraine, regardless of the target or subject. And with the Democrats, they're trying to impede the judicial process, and especially with the Biden quid pro quo, you know, it's against the law. Trump is asking to please proceed with the law. It's a bit of a distinction, don't you think?
Yes. Well, you know, what I love that the president said today when he was on TV from London, he said that Adam Schiff, let me try to remember the exact words, he said he was sick, deranged. I think deranged was the word he used on Adam Schiff. This was wonderful. This is a counterpuncher here. And, of course,
yeah. From the hip.
Yeah, that's a spot-on term for Adam Schiff, deranged. And the president does that over and over again. He nails people. He identifies them correctly. Adam Schiff. Oh, and he said, he dug even deeper. He said something, you can see it in his face, I think he said. And he said he's been deranged from an early age. In other words, he's recognizing in Adam Schiff, some kind of a sociopath or psychopath or just mentally ill person.
A little inbreeding.
Well, yeah, but he's, you know, there's something wrong with the guy. And this is true of so many of the demon rats. And, you know, it's the secret.
But you wonder how he got there, and what is it? The people in San Francisco vote for this guy, or is it, no, he's from Anaheim.
He's from Burbank.
A little old lady from Pasadena that's better off. I wouldn't buy a car from the guy.
Yeah, Adam Schiff represents Burbank, which is Hollywood. You know, for those of you who, you know the neighborhood out there, Hollywood is just over the hill from Burbank and Van Nuys. This is where the studios are. This is where the NBC, Jay Leno's NBC studio is right there in Burbank. And I got to go into that NBC studio for a Ron Paul event where Ron Paul was Jay Leno's guest. And I got to have the fun of organizing the people. We packed the audience with Ron Paul supporters, and we yelled so loud that Jay Leno, before the show, he comes out, you know, I guess he's gone now from the show, but he comes out before they start the taping, before he puts his suit on, he comes out in blue jeans, and we were screaming so loudly, we Ron Paul people, and all, you know, all those Ron Paul people back in, I think this was 2008, all of us that are still around, we're now Donald Trump people. Ron Paul really had a precursor movement to the Donald Trump movement. We were screaming so loudly that Jay Leno came out and he said, hey, you know, you guys are great, but let me tell you, my sound engineers just came to me. My sound engineers just told me, you're so loud, you're blowing out the transistors in our equipment. He's got to turn you way down. You'll actually sound louder if you cut the volume in about half. And so we did that.
Yeah, well, there's the producers, you know, telling Jay he's got to come out. I probably imagine he'd have been more accepting of it himself. We miss Jay, too.
Well, yeah, so anyway, that was fun. But that's where Adam Schiff is from, Burbank, and there's nothing particularly remarkable about the town of Burbank. But, you know, these Congress... people like Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Congressman like Nancy Pelosi was not elected by very many people. I think she gets elected with something like 300. Well, a congressional district is supposed to be something around 700,000 people total. There are 435 of them in our 300. And, well, who knows how many people are here now with all the invaders. But we're supposedly at around 320 million people. 435 districts, supposed to be about 700,000 in each district. So somebody like Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff can get elected with, out of 700,000 people, if a third of them vote, they only have to get half of those votes. You know, they can get elected with 150,000 votes or 200,000 votes. So they don't represent that many people. So it's kind of pathetic to see somebody like Donald Trump, who has the votes of 63 million of us, face a piece of work like Nancy Pelosi, who may have been elected by 200,000 people.
Yeah, well, it seems the Democrats have just rewritten their whole foundation. I'm in my early 60s when I was young. I was pretty much a Democrat person and worked for George McGovern election. He did win Massachusetts, where I'm from. And now I don't want to have anything. I tried to go online to get a way to leave the party. I had registered with a driver's license application. I'm just trying to find a way. How can I even write friendly emails just to get a contact? They won't write me back. There's no way to exit the party. It's weird.
Are you calling from Thailand right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm in the very southernmost place in Thailand called Betong, right on the border of Malaysia. I have my passport to almost do out a tourist visa. I'm go across the line and started around there for a while.
Well, you know, a lot of what's happening, very, very important things that Donald Trump must take credit for. Donald Trump has correctly done what the deep state doesn't want to do, which is identify that China is America's greatest threat and challenge, that China is a complete dictatorship. People in Asia know this. The Chinese have, you know, they're colonizing all over Asia. Bangkok has its Chinese community, Singapore. And the Chinese are, you know, taking over the banking.
Chinese are the majority in the city of Bangkok.
I didn't know that. Yeah, so they're...
Yeah,
they,
you can't,
go ahead.
They say the truth will get you killed. But there's two sides of the coin, I think. The media going out against them, it's kind of misguided, too. The problem is you can't say what you think in China.
Yes.
They had the 89 effort with the Tiananmen uprising, and that was in the right direction, and they just massacred them. I mean, that was drawing the line 30 years ago, right?
Let me ask you this. Have you heard of a newspaper... Well, first of all, have you heard of the Chinese movement called Falun Gong?
Sure, it's big in Taiwan. I've been living in Taiwan 20 years.
And, well, the Falun Gong...
I would say it is the future.
Yeah, they've suffered enormous repression, murder, imprisonment, torture. Get this, folks, how nasty the Xi Jinping Chinese dictatorship is. They have this completely peaceful civil movement called the Falun Gong. It's just a self-betterment, moral uplift.
It's
movement.
Also physical. It's like a lot of Tai Chi and body health type of stuff.
But it's all very wholesome. And the Chinese government, when the Communist Party decided it was a threat because it was so popular, here's some of the stuff that they've done to the Falun Gong. They have taken these people, thrown them into concentration camps, thrown them into hospitals. I use the word loosely. Hospitals where they harvest the organs of Falun Gong members. They bring a person in, torture them, and of course, what kind of this
yeah,
is you know
they try
cut them open,
up.
Right? And the person basically is killed. There's a liver, there are two kidneys, there's a heart and lungs, there are eyeballs, lenses, skin grafts.
Well, I'd say it'd be nice if the Seventh Fleet would visit Hong Kong, even if they're not welcomed by China.
Well, yes, and the but folks, this is and what you know our caller is referring to. You can't talk, you can't speak, and the Chinese, they are the thanks to Bill Clinton. Thank you very much, Bill, and thank you, Hillary, for admitting Communist China to the World Trade Organization back in, I think it was 97. I'm not sure of the date. But the that took China. People don't believe this. They don't know this. Back in 1986, American trade with Red China was, just now, remember, Donald Trump has said we have a $500 billion a year trade deficit with Red China. That's what he inherited. That's what he's trying to fix. $500 billion a year, that's just the deficit. That's not the total amount of trade. The total amount of trade is probably like several trillion dollars. What was the U.S. trade deficit with Red China in 1986? For that matter, what was total trade? Folks, zero. Zero. We didn't trade with that Chinese communist dictatorship. And the country was dirt poor, very completely backward. But thanks to Bill Clinton and then the Bushes and Obama, we began the greatest theft. Donald Trump has correctly called it the greatest theft in history, stealing all of our secrets, all of our military and industrial technology, everything. Well, talk about organ harvesting. They've been information harvesting. They've been copyright and trade secret harvesting. And Donald Trump is the first guy to get in there and say, hey, knock it off. We're not doing this anymore. So Red China today has hundreds of cities with more than a million people. There are so many Chinese cities with more than a million people, nobody can name all of them. And what their goal, what Donald Trump interrupted, was their ascent to being the number one economic power in the world. The most manufacturing, the most money, the greatest assets, and even now get this, you want to be scared, folks? You want to lose sleep? I believe it was the United States Navy itself that projected the Chinese Navy would surpass ours, I think, by the year 2030. That's scary, folks. A Chinese Navy more powerful, you mentioned the Seventh Fleet, caller, and right now, U.S. Navy ships sail between Taiwan and the mainland. They keep the straits open there in near Singapore and Indonesia and the Philippines. But boy, if the Chinese have a greater navy than ours, that's all over. And But anyway, that's so you're right in the heart of the beast, caller. Oh, okay, we lost our caller. Anyway, that's a long ways through for that signal to travel. Back here to let's see what's running at the top of Breitbart right now. Here's a column on the departure of the beloved Kamala Harris, Camel Nose Harris, from the demon rat dumpster fire. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, dropped out of the 2020 presidential race because she could not fire her sister. That is an overly simplistic assessment, but not by much. This is Joel Pollack writing this. Pretty interesting writing here. Maya Harris, the senator's younger sister, is widely regarded as a brilliant attorney, but that did not make her a great campaign advisor. More to the point, it made Maya Harris nearly impossible to fire, which meant that Kamala Harris could not easily fix problems as they arose. Well, wait a minute. The biggest problem she has is herself. And that one, the only fix for that is for her to get out of the race. So then there's a detailed article here on what went wrong with the Kamala Harris campaign. So we were coming up on the demon rat debate. When is that debate going to be? Let's go look it up right now. My goodness. I wish they had more of these. This is like the trial in the Senate. Bring it on, as the president says. And the demon rat dumpster fire debates, there just aren't enough of them. Let's see here. 2019 Democrat tick presidential debates. You know, the president calls it Democrat. He doesn't use Democratic because he correctly points out that they're not Democratic. And, of course, here on this show, we use the term of endearment, demon rats. Here we are. Here they are. Let's look up and see when our next bit of fun is here. Let's see. What do we got coming up for fun from the demon rats? The next one. Set your calendars, folks. December 19th. This will come from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Oh, Kamala Harris is going to miss a hometown debate. And Judy Woodruff will be one of the brilliant fake news, enemy of the people panel members. Now, the audience for these debates, here's an interesting point. This is encouraging. That's why I say I think Donald Trump's, we're getting safer and safer that he'll win on November 3rd. What kind of audience interest is there in the demon rat dumpster fire debates? Well, the first one, we are told, of course, we have to trust these figures, which come from the enemy itself, but you got to get numbers somewhere. 24 million viewers in debate number one on June 26th. The next night, part two of the same first debate, 27 million viewers. Okay. So that was the American public's introduction to the demon rat dumpster fire. A month later, that 27 million dropped to 11. Woo, that's audience audience decline there. Then September, another pathetic number, 14 million. A little bit of recovery. But that was the first single debate. The July debate had 11 million on the 30th, and on the 31st, 13 million. So the combined total, 27 million, actually quite a bit more than the 14 million who showed up in September 12th. Then October 15th, that 14 million, woo, we're heading downhill here, folks. 8 million people watched Anderson Cooper and his fellow CIA employees conduct that debate. Then the last one, November 20th, emceed by the brilliant Rachel Maddow, 7.9 million viewers, 6.6 on live TV, and 1.3 million on streaming internet. So really downhill fast. Then we've got, after the December debate, we have, they are very vague, six more debates from January to April of 2020, where, when, who, all to be announced. They just can't have enough of them, as far as I'm concerned. The more the American public finds about, the more they see the demon rats, the less they like them. So I say, bring it on. See what the president's doing over there in London. It's a little late in the day right now for him, but here's a little bit of his, he's meeting with Mr. Stoltenberg, and listen to what the president has to say today.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. It's good to see you again, and I'm looking forward to celebrate the 70th anniversary of our alliance together with all the other leaders today and tomorrow. We are making real progress, most importantly on burden sharing, and your leadership on defense spending is having a real impact. Since 2016, Canada and European allies have added.
Oops, I interrupted my own signal there. That's Jens Stoltenberg. And one of the reasons he's a Donald Trump, he's expresses appreciation to Donald Trump, is that the NATO budget, the Germany, France, Britain were not funding NATO. So Stoltenberg didn't have the money to run his organization. Donald Trump has come in and said, hey, come on, you bums. Pay your fair share. And so the result is $130 billion more has flowed into Stoltenberg's organization. And as the administrator of that, he's naturally one happy guy. Melania is knocking them dead there in London. Apparently her, what a magnificent first lady. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at these outfits she's wearing. First Lady Melania Trump looked as though she stepped off the Italian runway while strutting down Downing Street for a reception with Queen Elizabeth II. For her first evening in London, England, since last summer, Mrs. Trump went big and bold in a voluminous, off-the-runway yellow compact cape by Valentino. The $3,850 cape from the fall collection is a microcosm of creative director Pier Paolo Piccioli's codes for Valentino, striking colors, volume galore, and a childlike innocence. I love it. This is kind of, you know, she's very fun. We need that. A really classy lady as our first lady, with a very classy guy. Here they are. They just opened the door at number 10 Downing Street. And I'll give you some more. This is just fun to read this. Mrs. Trump wore the Valentino piece over a custom knit dress by her personal couturier, Hervé Pierre, in a purple-pink shade which matched her suede Christian Louboutin stilettos. Have you seen her stilettos? Oh, I'm looking at them now. My gosh, those are tall. Oh, we got some calls. Let me see here. Hang on. I'm enjoying Melania Trump here. Let me go over to the caller board here and see who I'm missing. Let me try to open it up here. It's just, James in Charlotte and Ken in Fort Worth. Let's start with you, James. What's on your mind?
James, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Can you hear me okay? Your phone sounds a little bit rough.
Well, actually, you sound as if you're calling us from a yellow submarine. You sound like you're underwater.
Let me just make it quick then. I just want to inform you of a story that broke just hours ago in the Washington Examiner. The headline is, Schiff hired former colleague of alleged whistleblower Eric Caramella the day after the Trump-Ukraine call.
Yeah, Schiff is in big trouble, and that's why he does not want to testify. He doesn't want anybody to have the chance to ask him, what did you know, and when did you know it, and who were you with? He doesn't want to have to answer questions like that. So you're on, James, you're on to something there. And as I say, in the Senate, the Republicans will be fair, and they will have a chance to ask they will conduct a real trial. And in a real trial, the demon rats are going to get clobbered.
Well, yeah, this says that these two people, the fellow's name is Sean Misko, and it says that he worked very closely with Eric Caramella. It says they were almost like brothers there at the National Security Council. So that may be the missing link that...
Well, yeah, and of course, what the president is now aware of, and we Americans, you know, I thought I was a pretty knowledgeable, right winger, but it took Trump to teach me Donald Trump sent the dogs into the undergrowth, and boy, a lot of stuff flew out of those bushes, James. We didn't know what was in those bushes. So, this Eric Caramella guy and CIA Rella, as I pronounce his name, because he's a CIA guy. That these people, it's not just a few people. There are thousands of them in there. So this is an amazing, amazing war. That the president, and it took the president, as I say, he sent the dogs in. All these guys were lying low in the bushes there. We did not know.
Well, I think this is definitely. I mean, they're having hearings tomorrow in the House Judiciary Committee. And I think with that, I don't see how they can do anything stopping short of impeachment now.
So yeah, they're screaming over the cliff now. Absolutely. There's no stopping the herd now. And that's just wonderful. Yeah. That's just beautiful. Let's get it. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get this party started. This is going to be beautiful. And it's going to mobilize all of us. It's going to recruit new people to our cause, and it's going to put Donald Trump at the head of a really growing army of patriots. Go ahead, James.
Well, that's basically all I wanted to say about that. I mean, if we do, I was thinking it was maybe about 50-50 chance of impeachment just a few days ago. I think it's more like about 95% to 5%, or probably almost 100% certain for impeachment now. And
I'm halfway joking, James, when I say this. But if I were a Republican sitting in the House, and impeachment was about to fail, but for lack of a single vote, I might vote for it. I'd get up and I'd explain to everybody what I'm doing, because I want this to go into the Senate. I don't want this to be swept under the rug. I want these people to get what they're asking for. That old saying, be careful what you wish for. I want them to get it in the teeth. and that's going to happen in the Senate. So their behavior right now, this is a cult, the left. The Trump derangement syndrome people are a giant cult. That's why they're calling us Trump people. They're calling us a cult. That's a sure sign. Projection is their name of the game for them. It's a sure sign that they are now part of a giant cult. They are completely irrational. As the president said about Adam Schiff, he's so accurate in his terminology. Deranged. The demon rats are now just blatantly deranged. And so it's a yes, it's going to go to it'll go to an impeachment. And I want the trial to be long, drawn out, detailed in the Senate. Don't rush it, boys. And put it on national TV and get your best speakers up there. Get your graphics up there. Get your witnesses. This is your chance to drag Hunter Biden before a microphone and grill him. Get Joe Biden there and give him the spanking of his life. Get more of them. Get Peter Strzok up there and get his girlfriend, Lisa Page. Get them all up there. Get Comey up there and McCabe and get the whole crew of criminals. Familiarize America with these deep staters.
I think it would top the Watergate. I think it would top the Watergate hearings.
Oh yeah. And then it might get so beautiful. Donald Trump might decide, you know what, this is too much fun. I got to get in there. He might walk over to the Capitol building and stroll into the hearing and say, you know, I'd like to say a few words. I'd like to get in on this. So I think that's a real possibility. It might be so bad for the demon rats that the president just has to get up there and rub it in. Oh, boy. Well, hey, thank you very much, my friend, and call back from your submarine anytime.
Okay, sure will.
Bye. Thanks. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on the air.
Yeah, we want more people in the stands to get down on the field.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, I want this thing to die in the House and blow away.
Well, you know, that's a defensible position. You might be right. I like this. This looks like such a good fight. I want to see it. You know, I want to hear the bell.
Let it die in the House and stick the place up.
Yeah, that's true. But this is one fight where I want him to get into the ring, because I like these odds. And
why don't the Democrats switch to the Republican Party?
That's a good question to end the show on. We all know a few decent people that are Democrats, and that'll be one of the things we accomplish in this election. We'll finally get them to switch their registration. But for the rest of them, they're hopeless. Hey, come on back tomorrow night. We'll be back for more in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. So long, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.